Today we are going to look at an essential issue I come across so much in my counseling ministry, and sometimes it just tears people apart. And this is called fear. Fear is a big issue. For many people, fear and anxiety is the number one issue and battle in their lives. And especially since COVID, this has just exploded in many people's lives. And today's title is Overcome Fear, or Fear Will Overcome You. I just read this verse again in Isaiah 44. I really struggle to read here without my glasses, but we are going there. Do not fear, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it to you? Let's keep this in mind. What exactly is fear? Fear is a natural human emotion. It involves a biochemical response as well as an individual emotional response. Now, this means that if a tiger confronts you, then biochemically the same thing happens to all of our bodies. However, our emotional responses would be totally different. You know, some they run, some give up straight away, some they fight, some they climb a tree, some try to walk backward very, very slowly, trying to keep calm. Totally different responses. Another major issue with fear is the information you believe, regardless if it's true or not, will affect you. If you accept it to be true, it affects you. For example, if I told you my if I was told that my neighbor's dog is the most vicious beast you have ever met, then I personally wouldn't go to knock at his door. However, if I was told that my neighbor's dog is the most kind animal there is and it doesn't even sniff you, then I wouldn't have a problem to go and knock at my neighbor's door. Now, be aware that at this very moment, I don't really know what the dog really is like, because I haven't met it. But your fear level is already affected by what you believe about that dog, and consequently what you believe is true for you. Your fear level is affected about the information you have about the dog. Now, what you hear can influence you very, very much. And today, nowadays, we hear a lot of things. But that is not yet the trigger to your fear. It only will trigger fear once you have accepted it as truth. So the most essential factor about fear is what you believe about the feared subject. What you believe affects your fear levels even more than the reality. Because you can believe that the dog is the kindest dog there is, but still not be afraid of it, but the reality could be it is a very bad, nasty animal. Now, as you believe it's a kind dog, then your emotional response would be totally different. You would be totally at peace. You would have no fear whatsoever if you go and knock that door. Now you go at the door, you knock, and what happens? The neighbor opened the door and you expected a very nice animal coming out and greet you, but instead a nasty beast jumps at you and bites you. You are in double shock. First of all, you didn't expect it. And secondly, you have experienced something you did not believe that was true for you. But now everything changes. You have a shock. And your emotional responses in the future about dogs behind doors will be different. And now this experience is now locked in your system. And from now onward, you rightly don't believe any more dog reports, no matter what. When you hear a dog barking behind the door and the owner is about to open it, then your fear level immediately shoots up. It's buried fear experiences in your system which affect fear levels of dogs in the future. So fear in this area has now been pre-programmed in your system. In other words, this experience will now affect every emotional response towards dogs behind doors in the future. Now your past experience has now access to your system, to your belief, your whole system belief. And as you know, experience is much louder than voice and words. That means you need now more than just a Bible lecture. You need the Word of God becoming alive with by the power of the Holy Spirit in order to change this. You need God to deal with this system fear which is buried in you. And we have someone in the Bible who was exactly in the same position, just not with a dog, but with something else. 2 Kings 4, verse 1 to 7. I read it for you. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons, then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest." Now this poor widow is in a very horrible situation, and it wasn't even her fault. She is in that place because her husband did some borrowing and couldn't pay back. The reason why her sons are about to be sold as slaves is because her husband did borrowing. Borrowing is the key word here. And then left a huge mess for the wife when he died. This woman was in the most distressing situation you can ever believe. And take in, you need to realize, in these circumstances, the creditor comes now and wants the sons as slaves. This is her future pension. The sons would have or were going to look after the mom in the future. This is how it worked in those times. Now, this is very, very distressing. And you need to picture that situation, how she felt in that situation with that history. And now the prophet said, in that situation, go borrow. Borrow again. In that very moment, her stomach started to churn. She hears the dog barking and imagines how she gets bitten again. Then the prophet added, borrow a lot. This is not good to hear. It caused something, a reaction in her body to the negative. The stress of that became so intense because her husband may have already borrowed things from her neighbors before. And it did not go too well. All the fears and memories came back like a flash. It may have been already many years ago, but to her it felt like it was yesterday. And her heart started to beat faster and faster. Her whole body was in tension. She got so hot that she may have sweated like right there, and maybe the sweat drops dripped down in front of the prophet, and the prophet, he didn't seem to care too much about it because he was just concerned to deliver the message of God to that woman. Now the devil screams, be terrified. You need to start panicking now. Be petrified because fear is your protection. Be wise. Do not make the same mistake again what your husband did. Don't become a bigger fool. You are already looked down to in society. If you go along with the prophet, then it will be over with you. The word borrowing was a red flag for that widow. Because there is a buried fear in the heart about this topic. It was related to much, much heart grief and pain. Borrowing means failing to that woman. What are you and my red flags in our lives? What causes you to fear? And what causes you anxiety? What I tell you now will not sound very pastoral. God is not catering to your fears. He's going to challenge them right now, today. He is going to give you the opportunity to overcome them. Because he says, fear not, my child. God is now encouraging you to face your fears. He wants you to look into the giant's eyes in your life. What are these giants which cause fear to you? Look into the eyes. Because he is challenging every single giant right now. Why is God so keen to do that? Why? Because he knows if you don't overcome your fear will overcome you. It's only a matter of time. The Pharaoh of Egypt is now coming back. And he wants to make you subject to fear again. Do not look to the Pharaoh. Do not look to him, but to God. No matter how loud you hear the noises of Pharaoh's chariots, do not pay attention to that. You shall not go back to slavery again and be driven by fear. No more fear. No, but you shall see this Pharaoh no more. The word of God says, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." You see, when Noah saw the clouds, his heart didn't start to beat again, and he was not afraid that another flood will come. No! But instead, he saw a rainbow. Now today, it's time to exchange our fears with a rainbow. Maybe your health failed and fear attached to you. When you notice something is wrong in your body, your heart starts to beat again. But God says, "I am the Lord who heals you." Maybe evil spirits of witchcraft attacked you in the past. And now, if you are terrified if something similar, such like, happens again. Maybe you were ruined financially, and as soon as you can't pay your bills, you start to panic and fear wants to come and overcome you. And you find it difficult to trust God. Do not fear. Therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Maybe someone has misused your trust so badly that you are afraid of trusting anyone again. But the Bible says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Today, it is time to throw away our fear overboard and renounce them for good. Today, God wants to set you free from your past traumatic fear experiences. Fear has had a hold on you too long. Today, you are going to stand up against any fear in your life and declare that God is on our side. Fear will have no more power over you. All my failures will not define my life anymore. It has refined me, but not defined me. Fear will not anymore paralyze you. It will have no hold on you anymore because you are going to throw them out of your life. to shake it off for good. Yes, you have scars, but remember, scars is the evidence that you are healed. God is on your side and assures His love to you personally. And therefore, you can now activate the verse in 1 John 4:18, which I want to read to you. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Today, the giant of torment is going to be thrown out of your life by the love of God. The love of God. It wasn't easy for this widow to trust God. It was not easy. Why is it not easy for you and me? Because the Bible says, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. A friend of mine was once in the jungle and he could hear a lion roaring, and he said to me, that was so loud, it boomed in the whole area. And this is exactly how he terrifies the prey. And all the prey, they just stunned and stiff, all their muscles don't work anymore. They are so shocked from that loud, incredible loud booming. But I'm declaring to you, if you choose to cast your fear out, then all this roaring in the whole world will just become white noise to you. The enemy's roaring will become white noise to you. It will not affect you anymore, because you are not his prey. Yes, the widow was anxious to trust the prophet's voice, because it didn't make sense at all. That action did not make sense. But she put her earplugs into her ears that she would not hear the roaring of her adversary. She decided to go ahead by faith, starting to borrow that word which she was scared of. She put her foot forward and started. She was a mighty woman of faith. She decided to go ahead by faith and started the job. She overcame her fear, which has been lingering all these years in her system. She overcame it by being obedient to the voice of God. The mighty widow took literally leaps by faith. Now it's time for you and me to do the same. You say now, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? And these are verses we just don't only read. These are verses we grab. We take them. We digest them. We say, we take this. We activate these verses. And then it becomes powerful. The widow's debts seemed so big and vast for her, like an ocean. She felt like sinking. But you know, ships don't sink because of a lot of water around it, but because of that small hole which the water comes in. Every hole of fear in your life can make you sink. But today we will fill these holes by faith, because Christ lives in me. Trials cannot stop me. People cannot break me. Money cannot buy me. Haters cannot silence me. And demons cannot defeat me. Now this widow succeeded because she overcame her fears. Otherwise, fear would have overcome her. Every crisis releases an opportunity. This widow made this crisis for a stepping stone to victory. Now, this is something which is quite remarkable. If you look at that from this angle, I only have realized that myself last year. Every crisis you can use it for a stepping stone for something else. This is a lot. I could preach just on that for a while. And you and me can do the same today, because it was a victory for her. And I want you to look now into that giant, into these giant's eyes, which make you fearful. Name this giant, even right now, in your heart, and then we confront that giant, put earplugs in that you will not hear his roaring. But then we come to God, we will pray. I pray out loud, you pray in your heart, and we tackle these giants of fear, because they can be dealt with. Why? We have got many examples in the Word of God where giants fell. And we can do the same in our lives. And I have done that too. And it works. It's not always easy, and it may be just a start today, but this is the direction. How to become fearless in these times we are. It is vitally important. And I say to people, if you don't learn to trust God, ultimately, you cannot cope in the future. We need to learn this. We need to learn this today. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you know every single giant in our lives. Thank you that you have overcome them, every single one. And we come now and bring them to you. We address these giants. You giant of fear, I will have nothing to do with you anymore. I will not be dominated by you anymore. You get out of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break every fear in my life. In Jesus' name, I cast all fear out of my life. I command every demonic spirit which wants to infuse me with fear to go away from my life in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I now cancel every past fear experience which is still buried in my system and has a hold on me. I now accept the love of my Heavenly Father fully in my life. And because there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, I cast out all fear by accepting God's 100% love for me. I will place now my trust in my Heavenly Father, who is in control of every situation and event in my life. Thank you, Jesus, that I will never see that Pharaoh again, nor hear the noises of his chariots. Thank you that you have delivered me from the giant of fear. We praise your name that you have overcome fear and sickness and demonic powers on the cross. You have overcome everything. The victory is yours, and we thank you and activate this victory of yours in our lives. We apply it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we cast that fear out in the name of Jesus Christ, and we trust you alone. Amen.
Amen.